Summer Britain. BBC Somerset.
Let's talk to Ian from Netherstowe. Morning, Ian.
Morning, Emma. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Tell us about your dog.
We have a black Labrador, Ozzy, and he is microchipped.
Okay. Was he chipped when you got him?
No, we had him done as a puppy when he was 6 months old. And having read some government documentation, some dogs trust documentation, most dogs at the age of 6 months would be chipped. And your previous caller was right, that it will be a free service.
No, I don't know. I don't think this free service thing is true, you know. I think we've got to be careful. What I've read this morning is, now hold on, let me get it right about the cost of it. The government is not providing free microchips to dog owners, right, but support from the charity The Dogs Trust will see some free microchips supplied to vets, and it'll be down to the vet to decide who can or can't be entitled to one. So I don't think this is going to be a free service.
Well, your colleagues on Radio 4 this morning were wrong then.
Well, this is the this is the BBC News website, so BBC versus BBC. We'll get producer Will onto that and see if we can get to the bottom of that as to whether or not what the actual fact in this is true. I did hear The Dogs Trust this morning on the radio saying that, you know, there will be some people who will be able to get it for free because they wouldn't want a dog not to be chipped because an owner can't afford it. It's not hugely expensive, is it?
It's not. It's the actual cost of the chip is about £5 or £6, and the cost of a vet doing it is between £25 and £30. So okay, it's not a great deal. If you want to change your details on the register once you change ownership, then that's about £15, I believe.
Okay. So what do you think? I mean, as a dog owner, you just got it done anyway, but there are some people who don't agree.
Well, there are two issues there. There are very few people that disagree. Only about 3% of the population actually disagree with it. And it's really a question of whether or not it's for animal welfare. And I was speaking to David Warner, who's the CEO of the National Animal Welfare Trust, last night. They're very concerned about the welfare, which is the returning dogs to owners when they've strayed. There's also an antisocial behaviour issue here as well. And that will allow councils to identify people that have dangerous dogs or dogs that are straying or barking or pooing in the street. So there are those issues, whether or not it'll work in relation to antisocial behaviour, because those people may be the people who are least likely to have their dogs chipped. I don't know.
Yeah. Certainly in the case of returning lost or stolen dogs, it makes it so easy, doesn't it?
Well, yes. We run Dog Friendly Quantox, which is a not-for-profit organisation which promotes the Quantox as a dog-friendly destination. And we've been looking into this for some while. Regarding returning stray dogs, 35% of those are returned via the chip, and only 6% are returned using the dog tag and collar. But the dog tag and collar will still be a requirement, I believe, under the new legislation.
Okay. And didn't you find a stray cat recently?
Find a stray cat in the snow 2 weeks ago. It turned up. We took it to the local vet to see if it was chipped, and it wasn't. So we resorted to the normal phoning the police, putting posters up, etc. Whereas if it had chipped, then we would have been able to find out where it lived immediately.
Right,
or,
Ian,
well, the police would have.
Give our love to Ozzy, won't you? Thank you very much.
Will do, Emma.
Ian from Netherstowe there. Ozzy, his Labrador, already chipped, was chipped as a puppy.